Reporting from the 92nd National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Alex Wojcicki, joined with Catherine Moore, a Nebraska native just like me. She's from the Twin River FFA chapter, and she is the Veterinary Science Entrepreneurship Placement Proficiency Award winner. Catherine, what an incredible honor. What's going through your mind right now?
It's just kind of crazy that I actually won, but it's good to know that all the hard work paid off. So,
tell me a little bit about your SAE in veterinary science.
I started working at a vet clinic when I was a sophomore in high school, and ever since then I've just put in the hours and have progressed through the job. I started more as like a kennel assistant and just helped with large and small animal appointments, and I progressed to like helping with more advanced procedures such as like bovine cesareans, surgeries. I help work cattle. I can process, take and process x-rays, and just have really progressed through my job and my duties.
A lot of young people want to be a vet when they grow up. What got you interested in this?
I talked to the vet one Saturday, and he encouraged me to shadow, and then after that, I got offered the job. And ever since then, my passion for vet medicine has just grown through every call and every procedure, and yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your involvement in FFA in high school and what sort of competitions you were involved in.
I was involved in range judging, land judging, livestock judging, as well as the main thing I did was my proficiency project. I worked, put in a lot of hours at the vet clinic and worked really hard on writing and correcting my proficiency application. So,
tell me about some of these successful moments you've had throughout this process.
Oh, there's been a lot. I guess as a junior, I got second place in this proficiency area at state, so then the next year I came back, basically redid my whole application, and won it as a senior. Came back this year with more experience and was able to win at nationals.
What's been able to keep you persevering through all of that?
I just keep working at the vet clinic and keep adding to my experiences and my hours and keep putting myself out there and putting the hard work and the hours in.
Who have been some of the role models in this process for you?
Definitely the vet I work for. He's the one that's been there with me, like pushing me through, helping me through the procedures and just showing me the way.
What advice do you have for everybody who just watched you walk across that stage and they're like, oh my gosh, I want to be there? What's your advice to all those people?
Just put yourself out there and put the hard work in, and don't be afraid to get your hands dirty.
What advice have you received that's helped you get to where you are?
Have a plan, follow through, and just put the hard work in.
Good. What's next for you?
I will continue to pursue the path of veterinary medicine, and after vet school I plan to return home and keep working with the vet I work with now.
A big congratulations goes to Catherine Moore of the Twin River FFA chapter in Nebraska. She is the Veterinary Science Entrepreneurship Placement Proficiency Award winner. This report is sponsored by National FFA Foundation and the National FFA Organization. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Alex Wojcicki.